91.3 KXCI Tucson. This is Thesis Thursday. It's a program where we invite our friends from the University of Arizona to come on down to the radio station. We sit and talk a little bit about what they're working on. We ask them about their future. We even talk a little bit about music. Joining me in the studio today is Daniela Zarnescu and Abigail O'Connor. You guys are from the U of A. Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
We'll start with Daniela. Could you tell us a little bit about what you do at the U of A?
I'm Daniela Zarnescu, and I'm a professor in the Department of Molecular and Cellular Biology at University of Arizona.
And Abigail, what do you do at the U of A?
Dr. Zarnescu is my boss. We both work with fruit flies, and we model human disease with them.
So how do you model human disease with something so teeny tiny as a fruit fly?
I work with a particular model of a neurodegenerative disease using fruit flies. We all work with fruit flies that express a protein called TDP43. It's a DNA and RNA binding protein. Basically, in cases of ALS, we have problems with TDP43 making these sort of like clumps of protein and RNA in neurons. And that causes the death of the neurons, we hypothesize.
So we got a hypothesis going that clumpy RNA is bad. What is that based on? Daniela?
The reality is that RNA and protein clumps in motor neurons are being observed in autopsy samples from patients that died of ALS. You know, whether they are causative or correlative, that is the big question. The advantage of using our simple model is that we can recapitulate these RNA protein clumps in our system, and so we can study their role in motor neuron survival. Abby can actually measure the effects of these RNA and protein clumps on locomotor function and on survival of the fruit fly. And these are two of the major hallmarks of the human disease.
And can you tell me a little bit more about ALS? What do we know about this disease?
So ALS is a fatal neurodegenerative disease. It is truly devastating because it's a very progressive and dramatic loss of motor neurons that leads to death really fast. We know that a large fraction of the disease is caused by genetic mutations. We also know that a fraction of this disease is caused by injuries, and actually veterans, especially those that fought in the first Gulf War, are affected by ALS at higher percentages than the normal population. So there's something about being an athlete or a veteran that puts you at risk. We do know actually of many genes that can cause ALS when mutated, and one of them is TDP43, the gene that we've based our model on. Abby's results are actually really exciting, and she's generating amazing data that we hope to publish in the next month or two.
Abigail, tell me about your data.
My project is mostly looking at changes in the diet of these fruit flies to see if I can change their ability to move, their locomotor function, or their survival rate. I feed these fruit flies different fats or sugars and see if that helps them move better and whether these fruit flies then live a longer life even though they have this protein that causes them to die quicker.
Abigail, what are your plans for the future?
I hope to pursue poetry. I'm a double major in poetry and molecular and cellular biology. Those are my two loves. And working in the lab has been great. I've learned so much about how the body works, how fruit flies work as a model for disease, how we can use science to help people in a really amazing way. But I also love poetry, and I plan to pursue that as a graduate degree.
Do you ever listen to music?
Yeah, I make music. So so that's a lot of my poetry is in the form of music. So I've written a lot of music, and I am really into music production too, so. I really love singer-songwriter, and I equally love hip-hop.
What kind of instruments do you play?
I play guitar and I play piano, but I mostly sing. It's something I really love to do.
Thank you guys for coming to KXCI today.
It was great to be here.
Great to be here, thank you.